The following is a Believer's Walk of Faith Kingdom Family Special Edition.
Finding the right mate is where it starts. Talking about how many frogs do you have to kiss to find a prince? The Bible says any man that finds a wife finds a good thing and receives favor of the Lord. But this word find doesn't mean go out kissing everybody. The word finds, the Hebrew word, had to do with one that appears. Now let's go back. I'm going back to the garden now. I'm going back to the best of God. You see, I'm telling you, see, we have nutted the kingdom way. What am I doing? Building your faith for kingdom families. Finding the right mate is where it starts at. Because some people end up in divorce court because they never, ever had the elements that were needed to get married in the first place. In getting the right mate, first, you got to be ready. You got to have your esteem intact, your values there. You got to be secure within who you are. You got to be single first before you really want to get married. And single doesn't mean I don't have a wife. Single means that I'm whole. It means that I'm all one. I'm unique. I've got confidence in who I am. Everybody's got to have a relationship with God first. Because if you don't, then you're counting on the other person to make up for the shortcomings in that relationship. And the Bible says, love thy neighbor as thy what? Self. Now, you got to love yourself if you're going to love somebody else. Because what you cannot do if you can't stand yourself is to treat other people like you treat yourself. When you get to be single, you can say, Lord, I'm ready for it now. Bring it on. Because you're not looking to them to pump you up every day so you can feel like somebody. You're going to feel like somebody because you know you stand in the image of Almighty God, and you know you're a child of the King. You know that God is your Father. You know that everything you need, you can ask Him for it. Folks, that's freedom. And many times what we said, marriage is a 50-50 proposition. Well, think about it. 50 is half a whole. Am I right about it? That's half of whole. So marriage is half coming to another half to make a whole. No. Before God gave Eve to Adam, He made him single. Y'all gonna get that. See, you got to be single first before you really want to get married. Because if you're not single, you're not whole. And single doesn't mean I don't have a wife. Single means that I'm whole. It means that I'm all one. It means that I'm unique. I've got confidence in who I am. Because if I don't have confidence in who I am, you will find that I'll be looking for somebody to make up the difference. And when I find them to make up the difference and they don't quite come up to where they're supposed to be in my eyesight, then I begin to start criticizing them and saying and blaming them for a bad marriage. And the marriage was only bad because I wasn't single when I got married. So you gotta love you first before you can love somebody else right. You've got two people coming together here, but you've got to make sure that they have an esteem that is intact, that they don't have to depend on the other person to make them feel complete. God didn't bring Adam to Eve when Adam was 50%. He brought Adam to Eve because Adam was whole. The time to get married is when you don't figure you need to, because you got everything together. You roll with it. Marriage is a miracle. What God puts together. The first love you got to have, you got to love God. A lot of people trying to love other folk and they don't love God. Well, you got to love God first because he gives you love with the love of the folk. The first thing is love. It's a principle now. I got to follow the principles of the kingdom. You're in another kingdom. We got to get the foundation right. I want to lay a new foundation. I want to let you know that whatever situation you've got, no matter how bad it is, there's still hope. There's still hope. Bible says in Job chapter 14, one scent of water can bring something that's dead back to life. That water that they were talking about is the washing of the water of the Word of God. New, like, new, the love is new again. Say, what happened to this? God did it. But you've been dealing and seeing a lot of the statistics and papers and so forth where God is out of it. And they're trying to do it with the intellect. Over there, Revelation 12, 12. Look what it says here. This is the last days. Therefore, rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe unto the inhabitants of the earth. That's us here. And of the sea. For the devil is come down unto you having great wrath, because he knows that he has but a short time. He's coming after that marriage, because marriage is holy. And he is unholy. Wants to destroy it, especially if it's a good one. God gave you a good man, good woman. Now Eve was made by God. Now, true enough, she went for that enemy's deception. But there was nothing wrong with her. She was made for him, but she was innocent. So I told you last time, hey, I'm going from New York to California in an airplane. You set the autopilot, and you think it's going straight, but it's not. You check those things down there, and that airplane is constantly making corrections. You messing up in your marriage, you constantly making corrections. But you're going to get to California. You don't get to that good one. 90% of the travel of an airplane from New York to California is corrections. 90% of it. Well, that shows you how much correction sometimes we have to make. You blew it. Why did you blow it? Because you didn't hear God, because you got emotional, got so forth. Step back and apologize and go again. Go again. But the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love. It's the first thing you got to have. You got to forgive them, folks.
Husbands, love your wife. I'm saying all this is agape love, so I'm not loving you based on how you treat me. Because when Jesus loved you, you weren't treating him right. But because he kept loving you, because he's kept having patience with you, because he was long-suffering with you, because he was merciful to you, and even when you messed up, he blessed you. You can't help but love it. This is a mystery. Unless you do it God's way, in the long run, it's not going to work anyway. Start right where you are, and God will bless you. This structure has been perverted, misunderstood, so forth and so on. Why? Because a lot of people have been trying to understand the Bible without the Holy Ghost, without understanding that comes from God. Love does not begin on the outside. So God puts it together because he knows what you're going to need, not only to carry out the assignment, but he knows what you're going to need in the long run. He knows what's coming because he knows the end from the beginning. So he knows who he needs to put with you to help you get to that point. Now, when God joins them together, he is joining their spirits together. Got it? We call it the heart. So he's joining hearts. Now, unbelievers are not being joined together in the spirit. They
are experiencing oneness of the soul. That's why they often call it a soul tie. That this idea of marriage is supernatural. It's not natural. And that when God puts it together, it is a miracle that takes place. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is what? The head of the church. And he is what? The savior of the body. Therefore, as a church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in how much? Everything. Husbands, what your wives? Love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church. And what did he do? Gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word. In the government of God, you've got something called headship. And the headship means that there's somebody who is designated as the leader. Now, what the Satan is trying to do is pervert the leader. He's trying to first get the man so that he won't spend any time with God. For Adam to fulfill his purpose, he had to be in constant communication with God. It's because he was the head. And the head had to know what his head had on his mind. Who God brings to him is God's choice. This is one that's ready. This ain't one that's half ready. This is one that's truly anointed, stepping into his position of leadership and ready to take responsibilities for our family. God has made it that a man has needs for his presence. Why? Because of the purpose that he called him to. He called him to lead. The best kind of leader is to lead by example. And that's what makes a woman submit, because she sees somebody that's reminding her of the Jesus that she studied. Why? Because he's got the same anointing on it. And a true leader is in constant communication with God. He constantly or she constantly communes with God. That's a true leader. Now, if a person is not a true leader, the first thing they are is selfish. It's all about me and my ego. Say amen to that. The next thing you'll find is that they blame other people for what is their problem. And what you got to do is stop doing that, because once you blame, you transfer the control of your life into the hands of somebody else. I know you were hurt. I know somebody was abused. I know this, but you're in the kingdom now. And in the kingdom, the word of God will heal anything. Don't you think something happened to you that God can't heal? Let me tell you, Satan hasn't pulled a trick that God can't undo. I don't care what you've been through. Your days of sitting around being depressed are over. Look what it says over here. He that has no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls. So you see what that's saying. It's saying damaged emotions, people who have been hurt, people have not been treated right. It could have been something that happened to you or something that you were involved in. It doesn't make any difference. These people have damaged emotions. And it says here that they have no rule over their spirit, meaning they can't be fully trusted yet because there's a hole in their soul. And what you've got, a hole in the fence and so forth. Notice, the enemy can come in through that hole and go out at will. Come in through that hole, make you say something you never intended to say, and go back out again. Now, understand, God can fix all of this, but he can't fix it if you got a wall of pride blocking him out. There is a wall of separation between the blessing and the curse. Between Jesus and the thief, there's a wall. You choose. And your tongue is the key ingredient. Don't tear the wall down with your tongue. This is the word planet. Everything starts with that kindling. But a big fire comes out of small kindling. The tongue is a little member. So the tongue is kindling because this is still a word planet. And God gave you the authority to speak. The devil wants your tongue, especially concerning your family. I don't care what the circumstances look like. You gotta look at the covenant. Problems coming up against your life that are mightier than you. Up against your marriage that are mightier than you. Ain't no natural reasoning can get you out of it. God! I said, but God! You can't look at the circumstances and determine what you're gonna get. You gotta look at the covenant. And when you leave faith, you're under the curse. And the curse is going to start working on your body, your mind, and everything. My mind ain't what it used to be. Then come on back over here under the blessing. Yes. The thoughts of the righteous are right, and God has blessed your mind. Yes. Now, don't tear the wall down with your tongue. Yes. Now, let me show you somebody that did. Come on over here, because this is a word planet. Everything starts with that kindling. Yes. See, how big a fire a little, how bigger a little fire kindleth. That was in James chapter 3. But a big fire comes out of small kindling. The tongue is a little member. So the tongue is kindling. Folks, I was brought up down south, but sometimes my mom and dad used to take all of us down to my grandmother's to stay for the summer. I hated it. But they used to come down there. Not that I hate my grandma, I love them, but I hated going away from my friends, you know, all summer and so forth. But they sometimes would light a fire because they had wood stoves. And they'd light the fire, they need kindling. They need a little strip with some sap in it and just try that, it ignites right away. Try to start a fire with a big log. Get some matches. You'll just use up a whole box, and then you need another box. Why? But if you just get one match and one piece of kindling, boop, it lights. But then you take the kindling and put it under the wood. And then it catches gradually, and now you got a big fire, but you don't see the kindling anymore. So I'm saying it's a fire raging in families, but it will start with somebody's tongue. Because their tongue tore down a blessing wall. And it started a wheel in motion. Now, what am I saying? God may be calling you to be a transition person. A transition person is one who stops the transmission of negative tendencies within your family line. Glory to God in heaven. This thing is not supposed to go from the parents to the kids to the grandkids. Somebody's going to cut that off. And the whole world is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. What God gave Adam to keep him safe was knowledge. And my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because we don't know some things. We lost. We're here as sons of God to fix things that are broken. What do we have to fix it with? Something called the blessing. God may be calling you to be a transition person, one who stops the transmission of negative tendencies within your family line. You will cut it off. This thing is not supposed to go from the parents to the kids to the grandkids. Somebody's going to cut that off. And the whole world is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. You are a transition figure. But know that God has a restoration for you. He has a way to restore the years that the cankerworm has taken away. Don't leave the covenant. The covenant will fix anything that's broke. And do it unapologetically. devil's hope is that you would leave somewhere condemned. God came with Jesus and saved you when you was cussing. When you was reefer smoking. Saved you when you was drunk as a skunk. Saved you when you were lying and signifying. But he saved you anyway. So don't look back. Bless his no holy name. He's a wonderful Savior. He didn't come to condemn the world. He came that the world might be saved. That's a problem when you know half the scripture, but you don't know the way out. See, I'm here to give you the whole counsel. So you'll know, I don't care how many times you did what you did, God has a way out for you. You take a prostitute off the street or a drug dealer that's been selling dope all his life, God will turn him around and put him in the gospel. That's the God you serve. He's a mighty God, I tell you. Don't ever try to tell me nothing about my God. Paul said, my God shall supply. Oh, I like that. That's my God. Folks, you didn't choose him. He chose you. So what am I saying? That these are the kingdom principles that you and I must bring into this whole conversation of marriage. That it started with a miracle. It takes a miracle to put two people together. But watch, we got to keep God in between it so we can reach our destination. God has planned for you to live like heaven upon the earth.
The quality of the foundation determines the degree of stability. We're going to come back to God's way of building a house. The one who brought Eve to Adam was God. You don't need to go man hunting for nobody. Or woman hunting. We're doing things now trying to find somebody. That's a whole nother culture. Is you don't have to go out looking for Mr. Goodbar. When you pick them yourself, you're usually picking them for the short run. And after the youthfulness and the exuberance wears off, after the hair ain't as long as it was, or the shape ain't as stable as it was, or the muscles ain't as big, or the chest drops down to the belly, you're going to have to make some decisions. I want you to see this, because I'm taking you back to the way it works. You're in the kingdom now. Satan was not after Eve. He was after the foundation. He was after Adam, because Adam had the seed in him. And he's still after the seed. He's read the book. He knows that the man is the foundation of the society, not the family. The human race did not start or begin with a couple. It began with a male. So God made man first. It's not to say that man was more important, but it's his specific responsibility that God had to bring in first. Because I said God brought the woman to the man. So whosoever findeth a good thing. So, you know, way back there and where we came from, maybe going out looking. I mean, we're doing things now trying to find somebody. No, are y'all with me? See, now this takes all that out of that. Because I'm taking you back to the way it works. You're in the kingdom now. You don't need to go man hunting for nobody. Or woman hunting. Because see, when you do that and pick them yourself, you're usually picking them for the short run. Now, I'm just letting you know we're going back to the foundation. And if we go back here and you work it, it's going to work for you. The quality of the foundation determines the degree of stability. If you can get the foundation without cracks in it, we can get these men in the Word of God and get them whole again. In the last days, perilous times are going to come. Times that are hard and difficult to deal with. That's why in the world you're seeing so many divorces. But God has given you a foundation, the truth of God's Word. One of the principles you and I are called to operate in is the principle of love. This love is not a feeling. Love in the kingdom is a decision. When God says the man is the head is responsible to set an example of love for everybody else. Love never fails. Now, these were a series of excerpts from the Kingdom Family's teachings that we've shown you. Now, there's a couple of things you want to remember. One is that we're seeking the best of God. Now, we're putting this together because maybe marriages may not be at this level, but we're seeking to go to that level. We want the best of God. And the second thing is understanding the male man is the foundation for the family. Understanding that the male man, now this is the key that women and men in a marriage, they're both equal with God. However, this male man is the foundation. The foundation of the family is a male. The foundation of society is the family. So if we can get this male man right, praise God, we can eventually get society right. Thirdly, as we go into marriages, we go through corrections. As we get to know one another, we make mistakes. Be willing and ready to forgive one another. That's the way you're going to make it, because nobody's perfect in this time. Praise the Lord. So if we're out in the boat together, it's not he has a problem or she has a problem. We have some things that we need to work on. Praise the Lord. Well, that's all we have for this time. This is Bill Winston saying we'll see you next time. Until then, keep walking by faith.
The mission of Bill Winston Ministries is to preach the gospel of the kingdom throughout the world. This broadcast has been made available to you through the faithful support of Bill Winston Ministry partners and friends. Thank you, Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers, for your continuous support of the Believer's Walk of Faith broadcast.